Our region's long drought is putting pressure on drinking water supplies. Now, add in a water main break and the situation, well, it can be catastrophic. Let's take a look at one area that had a week-long loss of drinking water this spring and is now restricting usage. Caitlin Tan from the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
This spring, many residents of Rawlins and Sinclair in southern Wyoming turned on their faucets only to find no water. School was canceled, businesses closed, and at the local hospital, workers hauled buckets of water up several flights to flush toilets for patients. Officials chalked it up to a break in the water line, coming on top of the drought.
We're about half of the flows daily that we normally receive. So some of that could be that the leaks have gotten worse, but I'm inclined to believe that it's also drought-driven.
That's Myra Miller with the city of Rawlins. She says last summer the city noticed the water flow was low.
It was failing even faster than we had expected. It had been on staff's radar before that we needed to look at it, but some major leakages must have sprung up.
The city found that much of the pipeline was corroded. There were leaks, faulty blow-off valves, and some of the original piping was made of wood.
I believe it's like 105 years old. We have like 7 miles worth of it left, and that's what we're replacing now.
Stevie Osborne is the water treatment plant operator. She says the spring, that is the city's main source of water, used to produce so much water that you could hear it rushing into their system.
Well, that's not the case now. Right now, because we're not getting that snowpack that we used to.
So instead of rushing water, it's now more like a slow-moving stream. Federal data from the National Water and Climate Center shows that Rawlins had less than 70% of typical snow levels this past winter, and forecasts show above average heat this summer. Now, the city has imposed water restrictions, like only watering lawns once a week. It also has a $20 million plan to improve its water infrastructure, like building snow fences near the springs to collect more snowmelt, but also making the system less reliant on the springs. Miller says it's a wake-up call for our region.
I think a lot of towns like us might not have been able to see the water infrastructure problems.
The American Society of Civil Engineers says the nation's drinking water systems are aging and underfunded. A study last year found that there's a water main break every 2 minutes, and the amount of treated water lost each day could fill more than 9,000 swimming pools.
And it's really hard to get the focus that we need on fixing the problem because people aren't interested in it until they're at a point of crisis.
That's engineering professor David Sedlak of the University of California at Berkeley. He says much of the West is undergoing aridization, an increasing trend of drying.
All of these Western parts of the country are running into this problem of the water supply shrinking, and in many cases, the demand continuing to grow.
Sedlak expects that to become more common. But towns can address these issues by diversifying their water sources, like treating and cleaning sewage so it can be returned to the drinking water aquifer or sent to a reservoir.
And by recycling our wastewater, we can essentially expand our water supply by close to 50%.
Back in Rawlins, Westside Car Wash and laundry owner Hans Pedersen worries about the local water restrictions, which caused him to shut down his business for a week in March. Water shortages have already taken a toll on his business. Revenue dropped by a third in March. Even though the toughest restrictions have been lifted, he worries people will think twice about getting a car wash.
I really hope I can keep my business open and afford to make my payments, because to put that kind of time and effort into something and lose it over something like this, it's really hard to take.
Pedersen says tougher water restrictions could put him out of business. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan.